All right, we should have on the line. Do we have, have we got Luke, Dom, and Brad there from Flamingo Pier?
Yeah, that's all of us.
We're all here.
Now, whereabouts are you guys at the moment? You're doing a hot lap. You've done some shows throughout the States, and now you're in Europe, correct?
That's right. Yeah, we're in Berlin right now. Loving it.
Lots of
we just came here from New York, and we had 10 shows in the US over the last few weeks.
How did the shows in the US go? What thoughts on that? Any tales from the road?
They were good. Yeah, really fun. Really nice response and some really great, like, engaged crowds. Some highlights, definitely playing at the Troubadour in LA was pretty special, being like in the same space as a lot of famous artists and getting told the tales by the bouncer who's been there for 35 years about all the naughty things that have gone on at the Troubadour. Vancouver was actually a really great show as well. There's quite a few Kiwis in Canada, which we weren't aware of, and that was awesome. And Detroit was wicked. New York, again, we played there last year, was fantastic. So pretty stoked how it all went.
How did you do it? Have you flown, or have you done it in a van?
We were in a van. Yeah, we drove the whole way. And so we flew into LA and ended up in New York. So we went up the whole West Coast, across the middle of the top of the States, and then, down to Washington, D.C., then back up to New York and flew out from there. So it was a lot of driving.
I think it was about 5,000 miles. And, it turns out there's some really buggered roads throughout the States. I think they haven't quite put that $1 trillion infrastructure bill into action yet.
Yeah. There's a lot of corn as well, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, and a lot of nothing as well.
But we love it.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
Did you stop at any, like, gas stations in the middle? This has happened to me. This is just my personal experience. But one time we stopped in the middle of nowhere, and at Outkast were on tour, and their tour bus was, like, at the gas station. Did you have anything like that happen?
We definitely saw some tour bands, like, driving past us, like buses, but we're not sure who they were, but yeah.
There's a couple on the road. Now, you guys are in Europe, so what are the shows ahead of you in Europe? What have you just played in Berlin?
We played here on Saturday at a club called Heidi Gluin, which was really special. They've got a no phones policy, so you can never actually show anyone how good it is, but it's damn good. Really great for, like, the groovier side of dance music, which isn't really a big thing in Berlin. It's mainly the harder sort of techno stuff, but it's a bit of a haven for our kind of sound, so always a good time. And then, next up we've got London on Saturday.
Okay. And what have you been doing in Berlin? Have you enjoyed some sights and sounds?
Yeah, we have. We actually had the first day today where we could really just, like, enjoy the street life and just kind of, like, got on limes and just rode around the city for a bit. And it's really, really hot here. It was like 31 today, so it's, like, pretty intense. We've definitely enjoyed our fair share of partying over the last 48 hours. So it was nice to, like, actually just relax a little bit today. But yes. Just usual bit of stuff.
and the new EP was out last Friday. Sup, bro?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Supro, yeah.
Supro. Now, yeah. Has it had a little vinyl release, or is it just a digital only at this stage?
Currently digital only, but the idea is to make another EP and then release that as a physical release later on.
Like, make it into a two-part EP.
Yeah.
Yes.
Physical release. That's the idea.
And how's it been going playing the new songs off the EP on this little jaunt?
Very well received. Yeah, we've been starting our live set with the track Mazunte, which I believe you may have just been playing.
Yeah.
Which we actually recorded that in a town called Mazunte in Mexico last September when we were there. That's where we started it. And that's been a great start to our set because it just kicks off the vibe straight away. And the tracks have been fitting in really nicely and keeping, we try and keep our live set very dancey, upbeat, almost like it's a DJ set. We keep it flowing. And so they all complement the set really nicely. and have been, yeah, well received, I'd say.
We played all three in Berlin on Saturday, all three tracks off the EP, so, and they all went well.
Rad. Okay, so you got a show. You got a show in the in Brixton.
Yeah,
yeah, at Hootenanny, which is quite a well-established little venue down there. So looking forward to that.
Part of Dynamite Disco, right?
That's, mm-hmm. that's the party. Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you still making the jump over to Greece?
We are. Yeah. That's going to be like a fun little cherry on top to finish the tour off. We're actually playing like at a resort essentially. So it could be an interesting show, but for us, we get to sort of relax into this last little Greece show and stay in a bougie little place. So really pretty special, I think.
After staying in crappy motels in the USA and eating diner food for 3 weeks, it's going to be nice.
some nice Mediterranean diet. Now, so and that's part of a festival in Greece?
No, it's just like at a resort. I don't really know. Just a resort show.
Yeah.
Just...
Essentially, they curate a lineup for the summer at this resort, and we're playing as part of that.
Oh, amazing! How fun! Now, have you guys been pretty good on socials? If people want to like catch some snaps of the jaunt.
Yeah, absolutely. If they jump on the Insta, they'll see some of what we've been up to for sure.
Okay. And obviously the EP's out now. Plans, I know you played a sort of a release / leaving show before you left Aotearoa, but you got anything in the works before summer, or is it just the Flamingo Pier Festival on Waiheke in January-February?
Yeah, nothing that we can talk about just yet, but definitely considering what we're going to do, but nothing quite set in stone just yet.
All right.
You'll probably be able to catch us at a festival.
A festival.
Yeah, I mean we are
a festival.
We are playing La Currence as well in summer, but
yeah, that looks like a great lineup, that one. I'm like, oh, that would be quite nice to go to.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Excellent. All right, dudes, well, I'll let you get back to liming around Berlin and just enjoying their parks and the culture over there.
We're actually in the background right now, in our hotel room, for some reason, on an eternal loop. They just have the Big Lebowski playing, so you can't even turn it off. It's just there.
The dude abides, man. The dude abides.
Yeah.
You guys should have some White Russians. Is it?
Yes. We were just talking about that.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm gonna play a track off your new EP, but I've got to play it out of the channel that I'm talking to you guys on. So I'll bid you farewell. Enjoy your last couple of shows, gents. It's been a pleasure to chat to you. Flamingo Pier, brand new EP out. Soup Pro.
Yeah, that's the one. Thanks for having us, Johnny.
Thanks, Johnny.
Legends, thanks, Johnny. Dudes. Have a good time in the UK and in Greece.
We'll see you soon.
Okay, bye. Okay. Watch those people. Let me close out of that. You're listening to 95BFM. That was Flamingo Pier beaming in to 95BFM all the way from Berlin. Live on the radio, as we do. This is a new title track off their EP. Soup Pro.